Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the free C-Genesis eBook. This is a 19-page eBook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free C God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one in Canada, all KFC restaurants have to serve halal chicken, exclusively, and have discontinued all pork products. I avoid pork because it's inflammatory and not good for my health, and Muslims avoid it because it's part of their religion. But I don't think it should be banned because Woke KFC Canada wants to provide diverse and inclusive menu options. This is the opposite of inclusive. It forces everyone to eat the same thing. Up next, Bella here said that England had a Hindu prime minister, Muslim mayor in London, and that this should be celebrated. But only 2 weeks later, she says she doesn't feel safe in one area where there was a protest, so she left. On top of that, she virtue signals by putting a Ukrainian flag next to her name. Women like this one are a problem because they welcome their migrant colonizers and don't understand that the local men fear them. Number three, Barbie tells Ken she needs a rich man. Ken asks her, but does a rich man need you? Then you see that little hamster running in her head trying to figure out the answer. There are millions of women like this running around and only 100,000 rich guys. He should have asked her what she brings to the table. Women will shame rich men by calling them gay incels if they don't want to date them, or they'll try and tell them that they're selfish, when it's the women that are the real selfish ones. Moving on, tell me you're used up like a do-rag without telling me. This woman says she's a relationship virgin. She's 54 and never had a relationship or had a boyfriend. She doesn't know the reason for this either. If she's the thin woman in the picture, then she's a liar. Well done, you absolute 304. Your husband in boxed wine is waiting for you at your table. And what a handsome chap indeed. I'll bet you money she's also a Taylor Swift fan. Number five, do you remember what these two types of keys are for? The square key was used for the engine to turn the car on, and the round one was for the trunk and doors. I had one of these on an old family Delta 88 Royal Brougham. The V8 engine was overpowered for the chassis, but if you'd step on the gas, it flew down the road. Sometimes the second key also unlocked the glove box too. I wish I still had that car. Up next, Juan is an awful human being for suggesting that black people should start life in jail and only be released if they act right. But to that, all I have to say is, isn't the ghetto already technically an open-air jail for many? But all this is Democrats' fault for giving out welfare money and wrecking black families. They pretend not to be racist, but they're the biggest ones. Number seven, women always say that men are more visual than women are. If that's true, then why do women have much higher standards for partners than men do? Female intuition says that the guy on the left is wholesome, caring, and kind. But the guy on the far right is probably a creepy criminal, misogynist, and incel. That's female intuition for you. Moving on, I remember telling guys she's not your girl, it's just your turn. Almost 10 years ago now. Now it's hitting the mainstream. I guess better late than ever. This is one of the most important things guys need to realize. Also that you're her boyfriend or husband until you die or until she finds somebody better. That's also hypergamy for you. I love that this message is now spreading. Number nine, does anyone want to date this art teacher that takes her kid to the rainbow parade? I feel sorry for that child. Maybe I date her just to get him away from her. She says that she has a squishy active body type. Is that a fancy new way to say you're fat? But I think she's got a good chance of finding some rich simp, though, because her son isn't African. Any poor man that gets involved with her, though, will get destroyed. Up next, Lioness star Mike Helson meets his maker, suddenly, from a heart attack, and the doctors have no explanation. Yes, no explanation they can share without being canceled by Big Pharma. Many doctors are willing to poison you if they can make money off of it. They would rather cripple you for cash then heal you and make you healthy. Number 11, Michaela Peterson had a baby with a pro-Stalin swordsman, who believes he has a demon named Igor living inside of him. She says that he terrified her, and then he got her pregnant. If that's not a massive red flag, I don't know what is. Someone then says she's in the danger zone on the hot crazy axis. But I think she's more of a 7 or an 8, meaning that she's in the fun zone, which is probably what Andrew Tate did with her while she was married. Moving on, here is your reminder that hotels are superior to Airbnbs. You can't leave the garbage in the garbage bin when you leave your Airbnb, and you have to clean everything up, wasting time doing it on your vacation, and a lot of the time the kitchen doesn't have proper utensils. Hotels end up being more affordable while Airbnbs are more of a gamble. And if you get one for a month that's horrible, then you're stuck. Number 13, what the hell happened to the Olsen twins? They look absolutely insane. Maybe Uncle Jesse did more than kiss them on the cheek, if you know what I mean. They were raised in Hollyweird, so you know they ain't coming out right. Regardless of what you think, they look like they've aged like milk. Up next, Demi Lovato identified as non-binary. But this year she says she's 1% African, and I guess that means she's going to identify as black. Maybe she wants to get out of paying reparations to black people or something. We should start a pool to bet on what she's going to identify as next year. What do you guys think? Number 15, Ghetto Queen here. Her husband is angry because she wanted to say goodbye to her ex before he left to prison for life. She says he just wanted to apologize for any hurt he might have caused her and say goodbye. Gee, I wonder in what way he was going to say goodbye. Odds are she still has tingles for him and smashed him and is now trying to paint her husband into being the bad guy instead of herself because she's a cheater. Moving on, The Guardian is at it again with its propaganda. Zoe Williams claims that getting fit is great, but it could also somehow magically turn you into a right-wing jerk. I don't know about you, but I think it's better to be a fit jerk than it is to be a fat leftist idiot. Now they're saying that good health equates hate. Isn't it funny how you tend to be more rational and sane when you're healthy? They're still trying to shame us to do what they want, but they don't realize it doesn't work anymore. Number 17, the Irish Times has gone bonkers, saying that early Irish people were dark-skinned with blue eyes. We was leprechauns and sheet. Then again, maybe they were just dirty from digging up all those potatoes. Everyone knows that black people were everywhere in the past and did everything except in sub-Saharan Africa. They wanted to keep their traditional ways of life simple back home while making the rest of the world modern. Up next, there's a new AI out there that identifies conservative women as more attractive and happy than leftist women. Maybe it's called Chat AI. But hey guys, don't fall for this, because when feminism fails, women tend to take us back to tradition. You don't need AI to tell you that conservative women look better. You'd be a blind retard if you didn't see it for yourselves. Besides, this is redundant because happy women are more attractive than unhappy women. Number 19, when a 19-year-old woman consents to be with a 40-year-old man, the older women like this one, age 28, want it to stop because they think that what they have to say is important. But really, 28. She's more like 58. These old Karens really need to keep quiet. But they're just jealous because they can't get either young men or older men, and they just want everyone to be as miserable as they are. Moving on, this woman broke up with a man early in their relationship because he could cook and clean for himself and wasn't a mess. She says that she couldn't see how she would fit into his life because he didn't need her. What she really meant is there's nothing to nag about, and she's just worried that he has probably realized that she's lazy and he's going to leave her first. Traditional women also use household tasks to control men, especially if he becomes dependent on the woman doing those things for him. Number 21, remember guys that in the 80s and 90s, Al Bundy was considered fat and poor, not to mention old at the age of 38 here. I take offense to that though. He was never considered fat. He never would have been fat because his character despised fat people. My favorite line from Al Bundy is when he told a fat woman, it's not the dress that makes you look fat. It's the fat that makes you look fat. Up next, this man collapsed into a coma for 3 days after discovering his wife owned the property that they'd been renting for 10 years. She played him and had basically tricked him into paying rent to her all this time. You'd faint too if someone took 10 years of your life like that. Also, let me guess, she had a really nice shoe and handbag collection and somehow mysteriously was able to afford them. He can get half, if not more, if he divorces her. Time to lawyer up, buddy. Number 23, a 17-year-old Danish girl who used pepper spray against a rapist will now be prosecuted for carrying a weapon. Denmark has fallen, but please keep in mind, this happened in 2016. So the situation is probably far worse today. The soy boy simps that run the government want you to submit for foreign schwing-schwangs being shoved into you without protest. If you complain you're a bigot because leftists want more of this while blaming the victims for it. Moving on, the 70s and 80s were a wild time to be alive, when straight men dressed like drag queens and gay men dressed like ordinary dudes. The 2020s are the complete opposite. Back then, the more a famous dude looked like a crossdresser, the more ladies he would get. Some guys would actually use more hairspray than the women they were with, too. Number 25 and the last one, here's the difference between Star Wars and Disney Star Wars. As I've said many times before, this is intentional. Women want to ruin everything that men enjoy, so we have no choice but to give them our attention. And when we complain, they say that we're misogynists. We will always have the original trilogy and Revenge of the Sith. I think that at this point, Star Wars is dead, son, and it's time to accept it. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.